It was incredibly successful. We did incredibly well. The small but perfectly formed team managed to handle what was a major event quite successfully with a lot of help and support from the community. With people like Reese, who works at Tesco's, he came along and he just helped out constantly over the weekend. He sorted out the drinks for the bar. He did marshalling. He did a lot of work. He did a really good job, Reese, and he was really helpful. That's what it was all about, community getting together, which was good.
Were you surprised how many people turned up?
I was. I mean, I wasn't. I didn't. You just don't know how many you're going to expect with the bank holiday and everything else, and the fact that people are on holiday. I was amazed. And when people were saying there's thousands on the street, I was behind the bar. Then all of a sudden, I was behind the bar with about 1,000 people waiting to get a pint of beer, which was great.
That's
So
a
it
long
went.
queue.
Yeah, so it went really well. And what we're pleased about is that either we've raised money to put back into the fund for next year if we do it again or the year after, but if we don't, we'll put it to charity and then we'll go fundraising again to get the mint going for 2024. So we've got lots and lots of things that we can do now, and we're gonna have a debrief in the next few weeks, and the committee are gonna decide how we go forward, and we're gonna hopefully attract new members, because that's what it's about, getting more people involved. I was looking at a program today online, and they had a committee of about 25 people doing things. We had a committee of about 4 to 6 of us doing things, plus roundtable members who were working on the event separately as well. So we had about 10 people dedicated to it, whereas the previous committee had loads and loads of people.
You must feel tremendously proud of achieving it then.
Yeah, it is really, really good that we've done it. I mean, Paul Hitchens, who's a volunteer and came along, he's not a round table member, and he's took it over, and he's done so much on the health and safety, the fundraising and everything else. And he went to all the local businesses, tried to get them involved. He worked with people. He did all the health and safety packs. He did so much for the event. I dedicate myself to looking what external funding we could get. And we got £10,000 from the lottery. We got £750 from Foundation Derbyshire. We got about £1,650 from Damien Greenhouse and Jean Warmby from Derbyshire County Council. And then we got £750 from High Peterborough Council for their Platinum Jubilee Fund, and we got £1,000 off the councillors, which was really good from the Council Initiative Fund. So that basically paid for the event, not sponsors. That sponsor the event. They're going to make sure that this event happens in the future, because we're going to use their money to pay for next year's event, which is really good.
Do you think it will happen next year?
Well, it might not happen next year, but watch this space, because it should happen in 2024. There's a couple of other things that I've been speaking to other organisers who want to do other things in the area, and they may use the slot for a different sort of event next year, and then it may go back to more of a heritage weekend the year after. So there's plenty of the options, and we will be announcing something shortly. It's always good to keep people guessing and keep people's interest, and obviously always get people involved with it, because the more people who come and volunteer for the event, the more people we can have to run things, and the bigger the event can be. I mean, there's going to be, obviously going forward, there's going to be a discussion with the council about a major road closure, and maybe even closing High Street West again, because I feel there's probably a demand for the whole High Street to be closed, and that would make the event bigger, and it would make it probably safer for people, and it would mean that more things could come along. We could have more attractions and more steam engines and more things on the High Street, more sort of displays, have better sort of displays as well, and just involve more and more people. So I think there is a benefit of doing that. But then I've got to have the debate with the council about how we close the High Street and where the buses go, and please the buses. But there must be some way of doing it. So where there's a will, there's a way. And this time there was a will and a way, and we got it done.